All right, and welcome everyone back to the podcast. This is a podcast that is dedicated to your personal growth. Man, we're super excited. If you guys are new to the podcast, we post every Monday and Wednesday of the week. Monday, we have a Monday message, which you hear messages from me. And then Wednesdays, we have a Wednesday segment called Wednesday's Word from the Wise, where I get to sit down with amazing guests and just draw from them, learn from them. I'm super excited. Next week, we have my pastor, Joe Swearingen, who's going to be speaking with us and sharing some insight. But today, I'm going to be kicking off a new series. So again, remember, this podcast is dedicated to your personal growth and you growing. If you're going to grow to your potential, you need to understand you. So let me say that again. If you're going to truly maximize and grow to your potential, you need to understand you. So this month's series is titled Understanding You. In today's episode, we're going to focus on the subject spirit, soul, and body. This is a foundational teaching that I first heard from my youth pastor back home in Arizona. Her name was Joanne Kennedy, and she would always talk about spirit, soul, and body. And so shout out to Joanne if she's listening out there. I'm so thankful for this teaching because it's foundational to understand really you. Okay, so let's talk about understanding you. I'm going to be covering a couple points here, but one is, what does this Bible say about our makeup? You know, most of the time when people think of what we're made of, they generally think of ourselves having two parts. You know, it's our body and our soul. You know, we always hear about, is my soul damned to hell, or is, you know, I have a good soul, bad soul, and our body. Because we know when someone dies, you know, most of what I've heard connecting with people is like, oh, our soul goes up or down. But the Bible actually talks about us being a three-part being, and this is important. So let's look at some scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Again, it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. It says this. It says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we get from this text that there's three parts to us. We don't just have a soul and a body, but we have a spirit, soul, and body. In reality, the Bible describes us that we are a spirit, you know, and our spirit is either alive or it's dead, but we have a spirit living on the inside of us. That's, you know, truly what, you know, arrives and goes to heaven is it's just our spirit man. Soul, what is our soul? We have a soul. It's our mind, our will, and our emotions. That's what kind of creates our makeup, our mind, the way we think, our will of what we do. We have free will and our emotions. And then lastly is our body. What is our body? It's our flesh, our physical body. So we're broken down to three parts, and it's important to understand this because it really helps us understand even our salvation. You know, us being, if you guys have ever heard the term being born again, right? And I know sometimes that trips people out of what is that, but when you understand spirit, soul, and body, this is also going to help you better understand what we as Christians talk about being born again. So again, I want to pull up some scripture. Nicodemus and Jesus, we're having this conversation, and Jesus starts off by telling Nicodemus this, you know, in John chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 3-8, it says, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So again, it doesn't matter. We can be the kindest of people. We can act right. We can talk right. That actually doesn't do anything. That doesn't change anything of ourselves, because what our makeup is within our spirit. So what is unique about this is saying, God saying, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So you can be, again, you may not sin, you may not curse, you may not, you know, get drunk, you may not, you know, live an immoral life, but if you're not born again, all you are is the best sinner, you know, a good sinner. Really, we have to get to our heart or our spirit that changes. So in verse 4, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? So Nicodemus, this is a wild thought of being born again. And he's asking like, man, like, this doesn't make sense. Like, what do you mean being born again? You know, I can't, you know, even for me, my mom's up in heaven. I can't, you know, re-enter my mom's room and come back out. But in verse 5, it says, Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. So when we came out, we're flesh, man. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So notice even in here, he's talking about there's a difference of our flesh, our earthly, birthly flesh. But then there's also a spirit to spirit that's being born again. So he says, do not marvel what I say to you. You must be born again. The winds blow where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. See, this is where, in today's culture, this gets unique for others because it's like we're so used to seeing natural things. Right? We understand a birth, a natural birth, a baby comes out of a mother's womb. And that's what we're used to seeing. But what Jesus is describing here is he's talking about spiritual things. And just like the wind blows and you feel the wind's presence, just, man, last night we had a powerful windstorm and it ended up shutting our lights down up here in Woodland Park for a while. But we sense the wind, we feel the wind, we don't see it, and because we don't see it, we don't deny its presence, right? Same thing with our spirit. We may not see our spirit, but we cannot deny its presence. I could not deny the wind yesterday's presence. The lights were shut down. I went to the gym last night, and it was weird. It was dark, and people were still in there pumping away. There's a lot of heavy breathing, so it's definitely unique. And shout out to gyms that have fans and music playing in the background, because that was an interesting moment. But again, see, we could not deny the presence of the wind because we couldn't see it. You can feel its presence. Same thing with our spirit. Our spirit, we may not be able to see it, but just because we can't see it doesn't mean we can't deny the presence of its existence. So our breakup, our makeup is we are a spirit and we're either dead or alive. And that's what's referring to this in being born again. When we're born again, we have a spirit that's made alive. When we're not born again, our spirit is dead on the inside. And there's more foundational teaching I can talk about this, but really I want to get a point across is this, is when you're going to understand you got to understand who you are. You are a three-part being. You want to reach your potential. You want to reach everything that God has for you. You want to walk in victory. You want to walk in a successful life. You got to understand who you are. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. Okay, so being born again is only affecting your spirit. But what does your spirit hold? When you're born again in the spirit, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, it says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, lives in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. So in other words, when we're born again, man, we adopt the spirit of God living on the inside of us. So that's why, people are confused when we talk in faith and we talk, you know, Christianese. And what I mean by Christianese, we're saying I'm healed. When clearly on the outside, we're seeing someone and they're coughing away, they're snotty-nosed, or they're not doing well. What people are generally looking at is the physical body. But as Christians in faith, what we understand is that we have a spirit. We're a three-part being. And so the Bible tells us when we're born again, our spirit is made perfect. We have the same spirit that Jesus has living on the inside of us. When we're born again, we're a new creation, the Bible tells us. But we're a new creation in our spirit. Our spirit man is made perfect. Everything is new. Healing, prosperity, growth. Man, the mind of Christ, everything that you need is in our spirit man. We're made perfect. So that's why when Jesus sees us, he doesn't look at us according to our flesh, but he looks at us according to our spirit. Where does your spirit lie? Here's the other part. Being born again only affects your spirit. So let me break this down, because we've seen people who have given their life to Christ, and it's like, man, they have this encounter, right? Like, all right, I know it's time. I'm giving my life to Christ. I'm accepting Jesus. All right, I'm going to do this born again thing. But notice when they do that, nothing in their soul or their body changes. Let me explain that. When I was born again, I was, I'm a pastor's kid. So I was 13 years old. I was a chubby little boy with a 13-year-old education, right? Well, was that 8th grade, 7th grade? So that is about as far as an understanding that I had. When I came to receive Jesus, I was still a chubby little boy. When I came to receive Jesus, I still had an 8th grade education. None of those things in my soul or my body changed. But my spirit man was completely new. So for those listening today and you're asking the question about being born again, you may wonder, it's like, well, you know, so-and-so said they're born again. They live a reckless life. Well, it's because their soul and their body have not renewed to the spirit man. See, when you're born again, this is where what comes to importance. Why do we have church? Why do I put this podcast out? Why are we, you know, coming together when our spirit man is made perfect? The reason is because our spirit is made perfect. And what we have to do is renew our minds, change our minds from what our body wants, our flesh, to what the spirit has. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2, it says this: I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, this is the deal. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, again, when we're born again, we accept Jesus in our hearts, we call on the name of Jesus, what happens is now our spirit man has changed. But now, remember, we're a three-part being. Our spirit has changed. Our spirit is made perfect. Man, we're on our way to heaven. But if we're going to live heaven on earth, what we need to do is renew our mind. Because what our bodies have, or what we've been used to, is operating everything that our flesh wants. You know, my flesh wants whatever I want, and I want it now. Our flesh is greedy. Our flesh is selfish. Our flesh has evil desires. And so in our mind and will and emotions, a lot of times it's like tug of war. Our soul generally goes to what our body wants or our flesh wants, and our spirit is dragged around. Vice versa, when we begin to renew our minds to who we are in Christ, in the book of James, it talks about, you know, when you read the word, you're looking into a mirror. When you look at the Bible, you're looking at a mirror of who you are in Christ. So when I look in the perfect mirror of God, I'm seeing who I really am. See, the Bible, it's not just a book, but it's also a mirror of who you really are. Because in your spirit man, you are made whole. In your spirit man, you are made perfect. In your spirit man, we walk in kindness. In our spirit man, we walk with joy. We walk in love. We operate in the fruits of the spirit. But we have to renew and change our mind. And the way we do that is by getting in the word. That's why we have church. That's why we have the Bible. That's why we have this podcast. We're renewing our minds to who we really are. And that's why it's important, because if you're going to grow personally, again, this podcast is dedicated to personal growth, you really need to understand who you are. You are a three-part being, and that's why when I say, man, you're going to accomplish great things, there's great things on the inside of you, I'm referring to your spirit. And the reason I speak these words to you is so that your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions will begin to buy into what is truly in your spirit once you've accepted Jesus. And what begins to happen is, again, coming back to tug of war, your soul and spirit are dragging your body. You tell your body what to do. So understanding you is first understanding that you are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. When you understand what the Bible says about your makeup, you can better understand being born again, right? Being born again is your spirit man is either dead or alive, and you are coming to life in your spirit when you accept Jesus into your heart. What does your spirit hold? Your spirit has everything that you need. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you once you accept Jesus. So everything in you is made perfect. That's why God can look at you and look at someone and call them righteous. Even if you've sinned or messed up today or just a few minutes before listening to this podcast, He's looking at you and seeing you as righteous. Why? Because He's looking at your spirit man. You're made perfect. Born again only affects your spirit, though. And so that's why there's importance, and that's why we have podcasts, why we have church, why we have the Bible. It's because what we need to do is we need to renew our mind to who we are in our spirit. If you really want to understand you, you need to understand spirit, soul, and body. So I don't really have a 3-minute challenge today, but I want you to listen. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm here to tell you your spirit man is dead. You may be doing everything right. You may be going to church. You may be, you know, being the best you, being the kindest you, being the most giving you you've ever been. But if you have not accepted Jesus, your spirit man is dead. What is going to change that and really help you live a victorious Christian life and walk and see the fullness of the kingdom of God is by allowing Jesus to come to your heart and to change that spirit. Where that spirit is born again. It's a new being. You're a new creation. So I want to give the opportunity for those who have not accepted Jesus into your heart to do this now. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's all we have to do. All we have to do is call on the name of Jesus, and then we're saved. We're born again. So if this is your first time hearing this and this is something that you would like to capitalize on, I want to read this. Just say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I ask you for forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, man, I want to welcome you to the family. I want to welcome you into the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the family of Jesus of Christ. Man, I'm so excited for you. If that's you, DM me at the Josue Bar Podcast on Instagram. I'd love to connect with you and just answer any questions that you have about this experience. But I'm telling you guys, if you are going to grow to your potential, you need to understand you. Stay tuned for the next couple of weeks as we talk about the series, Understanding You. We're going to break down our spiritual identity, our spiritual authority, and we're going to talk deeper into renewing our minds. Thank you guys for tuning in as always. Talk to you later. Peace.